Welcome, guys, to another episode of the Fellas Podcast. And we've already had a domestic
yeah, we've had a
domestic argument. How are you guys doing today? Welcome, Jamie and Alex. How are you guys?
He's drunk.
I'm not drunk.
He is drunk.
Not yet.
Not yet. I'm going to go out swinging. Though.
We went. What we
can
did-
I just say, this is a really sad. To anyone watching this on YouTube, you'll be able to see Jamie's only got a cup just filled with ice.
Jamie's a recovering alcoholic. So, yeah.
It's piss poor.
Though. He has one drink and he'll start calling your mama.
So,
you do it.
Is that my natural reaction?
It's your natural habitat.
No, I know, but listen, guys, I'm just, you know, I'm like, you know, Ronaldo when he sat down and there was Coca-Cola there, and he moved the Coca-Cola, and he just, that's what I'm like. I don't want to show people that.
So are you on a health wave right now?
I just think plastic.
Sorry, are you saying
I love plastic? I love plastic, and I think water's great.
And you're one of the greatest footballers to ever exist.
Speaking of Baileys, though, we had this thing. We flew to South Africa once, Alex and I, to go and film Made in Chelsea. And on the way out there, we got so drunk that they stopped us from having any more alcohol on the flight. And I saw Alex, he walked up the aisle like this, and he went to the drinks truck and just grabbed anything he could find without them seeing, and he brought it back, and it was just Amarulo.
Which is like another sort of Bailey's.
Yeah, he just bought Amarulo.
It was great.
Wait, did they not see you?
Like, they did.
Yeah, I was so unsubtle.
Did they even say anything, or did you just...
I think by that stage
they were like, this man has a problem. Yeah, let's just have it.
Got arrested the other
end.
Let's
just land this fucking plane.
I went to Barbados once on a flight, and I got a picture of it. We got very drunk, and the air stewards gave us one of the things they pull out, the tray things, like with your uh-huh. food, and filled that with ice, and then put mini vodka bottles in and gave it to us in our seat.
What, like at Mahiki, like at a nightclub?
Yeah. Here's a chest.
You got bottle service on a plane.
I swear.
Only Jamie Lang would get bottle service.
Got the captain for the tunnel. Jamie Lang is on the plane, guys.
Boo!
I swear to God, let me see if I can find this for you guys. Hold on, just talk amongst yourselves while I just find this.
I've got another question, right? Now this
found
one.
Found it.
Okay, right, well, there goes that question.
There goes that question.
This is us on the flight, look.
Oh, you lot of peppers.
Oh my God, you lot of
bougie.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, look.
Wow.
I told you.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, I would never doubted the legitimacy of the...
It'd be a weird thing to lie about.
Look at
it. That's how they do it, yeah.
Since we're talking about planes, I got a question because this came up in a group chat about 2 weeks ago, right? Is having a wank on a plane.
Done it.
Yeah, what are our thoughts on that? Have you? Nice. Has anyone here... Is this... Because I've got a thing,
You've
right? I've got a thing, right? Is when I'm on a plane, for some reason, about 15 minutes into it, into the plane journey, that is, I get a bit of a semi, and I'm sat there and I'm thinking,
it's the altitude.
So then I had to Google this. I'm not joking. So I Googled it. I said, why is it that every time I get on a fucking plane, I feel some type of way, right? And I Googled it.
It's the air stewards.
Some type of way.
I swear to God. I think it's a rumble.
Bro, I'm not fucking joking. It says because of the altitude, or however the fuck you say it.
The words are going crazy.
Because the altitude, you get a boner.
Yes, bro.
No.
Alex, no. Check it. Give me a fact check right now.
Does altitude give you a boner?
It gives me a rock
all
on.
The time. I think it's a vibration because I get it in the car too. Car boner.
Wait,
plane
what?
Boner,
you get nah,
train
bro.
Boner. It's a vibration from just the
train
motor.
Boner.
The motor just.
is that how you wank?
You start
a lawnmower.
You never had a Northern Rail boner, like it's just classic, man.
Rail boner.
You need to ask Jamie that question the other way around.
Here we go. Wait. Here we go.
There was a study that showed a higher prevalence of erectile dysfunction.
Wait, what?
Dysfunction?
Hold on.
So is that why I can't?
Yeah,
so
that's dysfunction.
So that's dysfunction. Reword the search, bro.
That's a dysfunction. Just so that means erectile dysfunction. So you're not getting an erection. So you're the opposite to what should be happening.
I might have superpowers.
You go against the trend.
I had a friend. I got a few stories for this. So I have a friend. Okay. I had a friend called Milo at school. Who came back and...
By the way, are these anonymous names? Are these real names?
These are real names. Okay. And I was going to say a surname, but then I wasn't. Yeah. And he came back and he was so proud because he had a wank on a flight.
Right.
And I was like, that's sick. And he was in between his brother and sister.
Oh, no, that's...
Wait,
You got to go to the toilet, man.
Yeah, that was weird.
You got to go to the toilet.
That's punchy.
I've relieved...
You've done it in the aisle, though.
I've relieved myself on a private jet before.
You relieved yourself on a private jet. Look, stop trying to sound bougie, mate.
I did when I was like 14.
As God.
Where were you flying?
to a place called, I can say, I went to...
where was it? Why is it
I went to a Greek island. My friend owned a Greek island and his dad took us on a flight.
Oh, you were with Lexi.
Your friend owned a Greek island.
Different one. And I... Nick, you don't know who he is. Anyway, I did on that. But then when I went to Australia, there's nothing much else to do. You just go to the thing and you look at yourself in the mirror and you think, all right, it's time. Right.
Yeah.
Well, do you lean in quite close to the mirror?
I put a hand on the mirror and just look.
Oh my God, get a bit of grip in there. This is going to be a turbulent one.
Yeah, I think, have you done the Marlai Club?
Yeah,
I actually never have.
No one's poured it.
Have you not
in the
had
skies?
A
have you not?
I struggled to have sex on the ground. From
I wasn't going to ask you. I wasn't going to go
there. Where's the weirdest place that you think you've ever had a wank?
Oh, had a wank? Yeah. Oh, gosh, the weirdest place. Funeral. Wait, what? No, I was just joking.
Boys are
who
weird.
Who died? Your dignity.
Boys are weird, though. Because it can just suddenly flash up in 1 second. In 1 second, you're suddenly like, oh God, I need it now. And there's kind of no way of stopping it. I've done the back of a cab before.
Back of a cab?
Yeah, back of a cab.
It's an accomplishment though, isn't it?
Like, I would argue that a back of a cab is a massive accomplishment, to be fair. I've got a friend who's been... what's the word? Pleasured in the back of a cab.
Really?
Yeah, but then I always think like, what is that? Is that Uber
is that
driver
a fake,
enjoying?
Fake taxi.
What the video I shot yesterday?
That's what you were doing. You were doing fake taxi. Nice.
Yeah.
I think
getting pleasure in the back of a car is that's intense.
When you say it like that, getting pleasured in the back of it just sounds creepy.
Well, where's the weirdest place you've had sex then? Go on.
Okay, the weirdest wank actually was that we pulled up to a petrol station, just me and my dad. And we both no, I'm joking. So he goes into the shop. And as you said, I had that moment. I was like, fuck, I just need to go for it. And
That's
so that's really
it was risky and it was pretty erotic.
So wait, hey, you pulled into the petrol station, your dad went in, you thought, now's my time.
Yeah. I mean he was still filling up the car and he
what are you doing, son?
Yeah, it's pretty weird.
It sounds gross, but sometimes guys have just gotta go. And when you gotta go, you gotta go. I get it. Shit, what about you? When is your
Chip's got some mad ones.
I got caught in a lift once.
Oh,
so it was
how
like
many
fucking,
floors
it,
were you
we'd been on a bender, but it was like 7 a.m. so I didn't realize going down that everyone's you know calling it to go to work.
This is 6 a.m.
so I'm there. Jesus. And she's down there and then the door just opens.
I thought you meant you were wanking.
I turn my head around and the guy's there and I'm like, sorry mate, and I just close the door.
You were wanking.
No.
You were having sex.
No.
He was getting pleasure by another woman.
Yes.
Yeah. In the lift.
Yes. Ooh. No, we'll keep the monetization on here.
Yeah. Well, it's gone now, so.
Yeah, it's finished.
It's long gone.
Yeah.
That's gone.
But yeah, I mean, you know what? The Mile High Club seems, I would, if it's like a private jet, I feel like that would be the best time.
You it sounds like it, I only fly, but I've only flown private jet once. I've only done it once. Yeah, and it was just like, but it was like a proper one. We've all flown
a proper one, not a paper plane, by the way, guys.
We've all flown. I've flown like mini planes, but like a proper G9 or whatever it is.
G9, nice.
That's a gone again.
Yeah, you're actually gonna start losing.
Yeah. Really monetization the whole way through.
I don't know, but I never had sex on a flight.
No, me neither. Same. Maybe we could try it out one day, you and I.
We nearly got married once.
We actually did nearly get married in Vegas.
Really?
Just one of those like classic, oh, we're in Vegas, we might as well type ones.
I was so nervous.
I was shaking.
I was literally shaking. Because at the time I had an Irish girlfriend and her family were like devout Catholic and getting married to a bloke doesn't really go down that well.
No, I can imagine.
So she was like, if you do it, they'll literally disown you. So I was like, shit, this is quite a bad
idea.
I was hammered. He was fucking wasted.
So drunk.
We got married by this Elvis who'd obviously like seen better days and he'd been taking prescription drugs obviously for a while. And we're trying to shoot the show.
Shambles, I think.
They're shooting the show out there, aren't they?
Yeah, right. He kept getting our names wrong, getting the speech completely like fucked up. He didn't know what was going on. It was a bit of a shambles. He was just going,
oh, when can we get annulled? I was like, oh my God, what the hell is going on?
I was quite keen to take you for all your money.
You should have just faked it like for the show. That would have.
Yeah, but I think.
This is what happened. Is production had made us believe that it was a real wedding.
Yeah.
So we're there like both thinking we're actually getting married. And then literally just as they finished like the ceremony, they were like, hey, we got you. Thank God. Like,
yeah, I can imagine.
But
getting married to me would be intense.
But I could take your money, so.
What?
Yeah, that would be fantastic.
No, we have to get divorced.
That's true.
Yeah, I'm not against half a candy kitten.
I
don't want candy kittens, mate.
What do you want? That's
it's tanking.
What do you want? My crypto? Got nothing in there. That all tanked.
Yeah, that's fucking gone. Yeah. We're all broken here now, so.
I thought crypto was good because I bought right at the top. that Bitcoin thing, terrible. Then I bought, and then it plummeted.
And then it does.
Twice, I haven't both.
We've actually got. We've got a friend. He's been on your podcast, KSI. He bought. So he bought a lot of crypto. You guys might have chatted about it. Actually,
yeah, we did.
Yeah. So he bought a lot, and there was this hilarious video that someone's put together, right? And he has like this crypto Twitter account where he tweets his thoughts all about crypto and things like that. And some guy has managed to put together and timelined the crypto market and his tweets. And that's so what JJ does, right? So he tweets like, it's looking really optimistic right now. So he would pinpoint the time at which that was tweeted and then what was going to happen in the following 12 hours. And so he tweeted, it's looking really optimistic and the market crashes, right? And then the next thing is he would post a thing like, oh no, not feeling good about the market at all right now. 12 hours, it absolutely explodes.
Is he being paid by like financiers?
No, I'm sure he wish he was though, because yeah.
It's the opposite to Elon Musk. Like it's everything that Elon Musk isn't.
I think we should go against what he does, just literally bet against what he says.
Well, that's what people have started
You'll
doing.
End up very rich.
Yeah.
They've just started, it's called counter trading. So he came up with this thing that anytime JJ tweets something, he does the complete opposite and counter trades what JJ trades. And he's just made so much fucking money.
There's a documentary called Betting on Zero.
Yes, I've watched that.
That's all about countering each other, isn't it? Yeah, two guys. It's all about short. They were doing the Ponzi scheme. Long and short, right? So basically, whatever one guy did, he would completely go against it every single time. And it's a documentary.
It was like a battle between two billionaires, right?
Yeah. It's quite like sweeping, yeah. Being a I got this friend.
Should we do it?
I got this. He's not really a friend, but I know this guy who's a son of a billionaire. And he's a bit of a douchebag. Anyway, he was in a club. he was in a club. Yeah. He's in a club, and there were these other guys on another table. These Middle Eastern guys who were spending a lot of money. And he decided that he was right. He was going to outbeat them with cash or something like that. I don't know, just like out-bottle them or whatever. Mm. Anyway, so he started paying for more, and these other guys were paying for more. Anyway, he's paying for more. Anyway, the guys got up and left, and they cheered. They're like, yeah, you idiot, stuff like that. Anyway, at the end of the night, asked for the bill, and the waitress came over with the bill, and on it, and it was being paid for. And on it was written, now who's more balling you, CUNTs?
No way!
They paid for it.
A big dick move, that.
Yeah. I mean, getting completely like alpha.
It's also just a nonsense thing to do.
Have you ever been sucked in a club? Like, you're feeling a bit like, all right, let's show off here.
In LA, we thought we were... It was awful. You were just drinking Red Bulls. You remember? Red Bull. He was like, Red
Bull. I was trying not to drink, so I was just drinking Red Bull.
Why were you not drinking?
I'd just gone through a bit of I was going through like a sort of a break with a girlfriend, and I'd been a bit of a naughty boy. So she was like, look, you can go to LA, but you can't drink. And
imagine
I was like,
imagine going to LA and being told you can't drink.
It was
awful. I was hammered with him.
But I could stay up like all night to like 8 a.m. because Red Bull's just really good.
We Chip stays up till 8 a.m., but it's not Red Bull.
Because Chip's up your bum, isn't it?
We went to this gym and found this stuff called like, it was like bull, what was it?
Bull knock. So it's like in LA, there's these stores that sell like proper intense, like nutritional stuff. And I found this like high energy powder. Oh my God, it was literally like
Chip, you know what we're talking
crack.
About.
It was pretty much like taking crack. Anyway, so I take this stuff. I'm like, guys, we need to get to the gym now.
What color was it?
It was like a white powder. Yeah.
Sounds familiar.
I'm scooping this into the drink. Anyway, so we get there and we've like done a session for like an hour and the boys are like, we're leaving. I was like, okay, it's for you. Like, catch you guys later. Like, I've got this. I'm still going like that. And then midway through, I literally start to fall apart because obviously your body is just like wrecked after the energy leaves. I was on the floor and I was like, boys, come back. You need to come pick me up.
And so freaking out. And some guy like, come up to him and started talking to him when he's having this freak out, thinking he was Robin Thicke.
Hey,
you know the big top. And so then we coined him Throbbin' Dick.
Throbbin' Dick.
And then he came even sat on us next to the table, remember?
Yeah.
The real Robin Thicke.
Walked in with like some supermodel. I was like, actually, you know what?
And then you were that guy that kept going like, I've got a story, yeah? So like there's one time I was in the gym.
The guys you want some like, bull knocks, mate?
Shut up.
who do you guys get told that you look like?
I get every fuck. Anyone that has a long face, bro, they go, it must be him. The only one that I'm willing to give any sort of credit to is there's an ITV weatherman, yeah? Let me get a picture up of him.
Do you know the guy I'm talking about? This is a good shout. Get the picture
This is big. This is big because this is the only one that I'm actually willing to give like
that,
any
that
credit
actually
to.
Is. I'm going to find one as well. ITV. This looks like it's the best ever. I can't wait to show it to you, but go. Not with you.
An ITV weatherman.
Yeah. Here he is. This is him.
Oh, okay. That's a good shout, isn't it?
Yeah. Like you must get better than Cumberbatch.
No, I don't.
Because he looks a bit like Benedict Cumberbatch. Yeah. So what about this one? So Francis Bull, who is now in America, this is his lookalike, which I posted the other day. Because it's just, let me try if I can find this one. Stay there. This is really fun for podcasts. Oh, here it is. So this is Francis. Ready?
Yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah, it does look like him.
That looks exactly like him.
It's not him.
That's so weird.
It's because of the glasses, though, as well, that made that.
How nuts is that?
It looks like him when he used to drink.
But apparently, I heard this, that apparently we all, every face, you have five or six pretty similar faces around the world.
Not yours anymore.
You have like one identical twin or something, like pretty much.
Yeah, you do. You have someone pretty much identical to you. Really? So you have five or six faces which are pretty identical. They've now done a TV show about it where people meet
trying to find those people.
Trying to find who you look like. Yeah. And it's insane. Yeah.
Wasn't there a Netflix show on three identical people who didn't know who they were not related? What was it about?
It was three triplets who got separated at birth.
Was that what it was?
I think, and then they find out they've been part of like a social experiment in the States, and it's like really fucked up.
What? Yeah, it's mad. I mean to watch that. I keep scrolling past it, and it looks really good.
Yeah, watch it. It's really good.
They wanted to do it because they wanted to see if nature and nurture is the same thing. So if three triplets, born from the same DNA, if they were put in separate lives, would their lives be different? And it's actually pretty sad.
What was their conclusion?
One of them, so it's pretty miserable.
But
what happens.
I'm actually interested because I've always said that I'm really confident that it would be very much like environment based and how you were raised rather than so much your genetics. But I guess
environment is really important.
Yeah.
I think it's way more important than genetics.
So. Do you think so?
Genetics are actually influenced by your environment. They're realizing epigenetics is that.
He thinks that monkeys, apes, ate mushrooms, and that's what turned them into humans.
Well, that is a theory.
Here we go.
It slowly expanded their awareness and their brains. Because there's a period in history where the size of brain of these particular apes just expanded rapidly, and they can't understand how it happened.
What did that?
And they think that they were eating the dung of these cows that had been eating psilocybin mushrooms. And they think that it expanded their awareness.
That doesn't sound like a bad shout, to be fair.
What are you talking about? How did it happen then?
I don't know. You have to have a counter if you're going to try and poo-poo it.
Can't really debate if you don't really have a counter. You can't just go. Brah, 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 brah.
We'd like to get your thoughts on Moses. We on this podcast believe that Moses deserves to be on Fraud Watch. And that's because of the fact that he managed to part the Red Sea by doing that. And we'd just like to get, and not only that, but then we'd also like to talk about Noah's Ark and how the fuck he got everyone on a boat.
Jamie's highly religious, so this is going to be.
So this should be right up your street.
Oh, this really is. Thank God I read it this morning. Noah's Ark is mad. Like, Noah's Ark. Imagine if. So, like, a voice came to you, said you had to build an ark. I didn't even know how to build a shelf, let alone an ark. So I feel like it's the most intense.
What do you think we could whisper in one of our mates' ears whilst they're asleep, and then they go and do it?
Like, they've been spoken to by God.
Building an ark.
Going build an ark.
And then getting all the animals on there.
Yeah, it could happen.
That's a tough ask, but that's what we're saying. Like Noah managed to make his own art. Moses managed to look at the Red Sea and just move everything out of his fucking way. Like,
it's complete cap.
It has to be cap.
It has
like,
to be.
This is why we
just stood there and gone.
Guys, it wouldn't be in a book if it wasn't true.
Yeah, that's true. Is very true.
So, what do you think happens when we die then?
I think there's something after we die, but that's got nothing to do with fucking Noah doing all this mad shit.
No, what do you, what do you do that? That was Moses.
I think that the consciousness will go somewhere else.
Yeah, it's a universal consciousness.
See, this, this man's out like, on a different way.
Where will your consciousness go?
He took mushrooms.
I don't know. I feel like I
took mushrooms once during lockdown. And now,
I feel like your body is connected to the consciousness, which is somewhere else. It's like
I'm with you. Basically, our body's like an avatar.
It's like a vessel.
The conscious mind. I always think it's like we're a vessel, right? Yeah. And it's connected to something else, universal.
Do you know what trypanning is? Ooh, this stuff is intense.
It's like a sex
position. So trypanning is basically where
the boys were trypanning.
Yeah, you boys.
You doing that in the lift?
You've been trypanning. You boys been trypanning. No, trypanning is basically where it's really intense. But so the Aztecs basically believed that your spinal fluid and your whatever fluid, people are going to correct me, but it's not mixing together. So what they used to do is they would drill a hole into your skull. And that would get the brain flow going. And so then you'd have a constant euphoria. And that believes, so all the sort of higher, the higher, you know, people in the Aztecs, they would get it done because then they were receiving things. And people still to this day trypan themselves.
They did it in like medieval.
Wait, you're drilling a hole into your skull. You're getting the Bosch.
In Britain, I think they thought that it was releasing the devil that was like caught inside your head.
Trypanning. So it was done. It was surgically done by someone recently. Her name was Amanda something. I can't remember. She's big. So trypanning, also known trepanation, basically just make a hole in your head. Yeah.
Oh, and did it actually work for her? Or
she believes that it. She says it got rid of all of her anxiety and all of her depression and all of everything.
So was it really easy?
Do not go out there and
please don't drill in your hole.
Yeah, please do not go out and do any of this. This is oh god. Yeah, don't go and do it. But it's intense.
That's interesting.
Jay, what's your meeting about later? You get in Japan.
Trypanning.
Is that why you're wearing
a hat here? Yeah, I reckon out of all of us, Chip, you would be the one to fall into a cult.
I would.
he would, mate. This guy would.
I was just thinking about we should all
which
try
cult
DMT
to choose?
Together.
DMT.
You can't just go and try DMT.
Why not? All four of us, we hit a little bit of DMT.
Wait, have you tried DMT? Has anyone, have you tried it?
No.
Oh, wow. No, okay. Well, maybe at some point when I get the opportunity, I will report back on
the podcast. I'm scared to try it though, because apparently it can just change your life. Like,
I like that.
Yeah, but like,
if only there was someone with an experience that we could talk to.
I've done ayahuasca in the jungle. I did that. Which is
ayahuasca.
Yeah, I did ayahuasca, which is like a cactus drink.
Ayahuasca is essentially the long form of DMT. Like DMT will give you like in 15 minutes what ayahuasca does over like.
It was the worst thing I've ever done. It was the worst thing I've ever done. I was 18 at the time, went into the Oblivion Jungle with a guy called Johnny Cash. And
I love these stories.
Johnny Cash. Wasn't he the guy that makes it?
In a burning ring of fire, I'm going down.
This is where I don't believe your story. It's like,
honestly.
I was with Johnny Cash. Elvis was just behind us.
So I was in Bolivia. And we went to La Paz, which is the highest city in the world. And I got the worst food poisoning in the world. And I was like on death's door. Honestly, I was like, I've never had it where I thought, if I died, I think I'd be happier. Honestly, I was in so much pain. I felt awful.
This is from the ayahuasca?
No, this is not from the ayahuasca. This is before. Anyway, I went to hospital. They asked me to like poo and shit like into this thing. Anyway, I did it all. Anyway, they gave me these steroids. It was much better.
This is from food poisoning.
And then I got out of there, and as I walked out, I was with my three friends, and we came across a guy called Johnny Cash. And Johnny Cash,
don't reckon it was.
I just can't get the name right.
Yeah, it's Johnny Cash. Or Johnny Cash, and he said, "Do you guys want to experience your lifetime?" And I went, "Boy, do I!" Because I was just off the back.
Come to my gig tonight.
And he said, "If you give me $50 each, $50, you have to remember in Bolivia is extortion. That is like a lot of money." And we'll fly you, and you can go and do the most amazing experience of your life. And you show me all these pictures of these people fishing, and I was like, "This is glorious! Going to go to utopia." Anyway, we got on this flight, and my friend.
So you do it. You pay $50.
You pay $50. Go on the flight, and we went into the middle of Bolivian jungle, and the plane was like rickety. It was like pouring rain. We get on this car. It's like a truck. Drive into the middle of the Amazon jungle, and I suddenly thought, "Fuck, we've been kidnapped." That's what's happened. We paid to be kidnapped. Anyway, long story short, we went in, did the ayahuasca, and. It was the worst experience. I puked for hours and then just thought I was a truffle pig. So I just kept kept looking.
Sorry, can you show us?
I just kept digging in the mud for truffles. And then I came out of this weird hellhole of experience. We got on this coach and went back. Never saw Johnny Cash again. He went. The whole thing was mad.
What about the others? Did they have a bad experience too?
Some of them were just puking. I just don't think... I think 18 years old, you don't really have anything. Because what you're meant to do is you're meant to like... repent of your body and
I feel like you're wound up too tight. I don't think you would allow yourself to
you gotta be free.
You gotta
above.
We do have some ice here as well.
Jay, we need to start doing this on our podcast. Look, they're giving us drinks.
All right, fine, come on.
Here we go.
So just before you actually to make things a little less or a bit more lighthearted, I should say, just before you jumped on the pod, you mentioned that you'd just done your theory test.
Yeah.
So talk to me. Is this your first time doing your theory test?
No.
First time this year.
First time this year. Yeah.
How many have you booked?
So I booked it.
So you don't have a driving license.
A driving license. Okay. I have a provision. I have the
and
green one.
You are I'm early 32.
30s. Early 30s. 22 plus 10. I'm 32.
right. Yeah.
Are you 32?
Yeah. You're 31.
I honestly thought you were 33.
What? Why?
Because you just feel older.
Just look it.
It's nice. It's nice. I feel comfortable next year. It's like, oh, father figure. Nice. How you doing?
When you touch me, I feel older.
We do look up to you.
Yeah, thanks, guys. So I booked my... since I was 18, I booked my theory test 59 times. Uh-huh. 59.
Wait.
So that's a man. That's a man with too much money.
No. Wait,
23 could go.
Booked it 59 times or have you sat it 59 times?
I've now sat it 3 times.
Oh, so why the fuck is it being booked?
You just book it and don't go.
I don't know. Things come up, all right? Like,
your life's not that
man. This man is an entrepreneur, man.
He's not.
He's a busy man.
You're not Johnny Cash.
He's candy kittens.
Thanks, Chip. Dude, I'm
taking ayahuasca. It's changed you, man.
So anyways, you did... So this is your third time sitting your theory test.
Yeah, did it today.
And give us the news. How did you get on?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I can finally say I failed it again.
Yes! Come on. How badly?
I failed it again.
Did they tell you your score or anything? Like?
Woo! Chip, get in there!
Yeah, go on and drop the numbers on us.
Come on, Chip! We did it!
I passed first time. I mean, if you failed 3 times, look at me.
Yeah, I didn't remember.
Look at me.
Look at this man. If this man can pass first time.
That's true.
That's
true, Jim.
So wait, how did we do? How did we do today?
So I got 39 out of 50 on the
that's not as bad as I thought.
Not the clicking one, not the hazard perception, the other one. The multiple choice.
Yeah.
But I never revise. I've never looked at the app ever. I just think
I would recommend that for
just
sure.
Just go roundabout, you go clockwise, red light. Yeah. There was like, what's a jockey system? I don't know.
Well, I don't know what that is.
A jockey system.
What the fuck is
that? Were you at the wrong test? I think you went to like horse racing or something. Yeah. How to ride a horse. Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you guys a question, right?
Yeah.
When it's icy, what does braking distance times by? 2 times, 4 times, 6 times, or 10 times?
It should be 10.
Yeah, it's 10.
Yeah.
That's why we all have driving
licenses.
Okay, fine.
We looked at the app.
Fine. What's the national speed limit on a motorway?
70. 70.
What the hell?
How? This is the most... Come on.
All right, Jet, fine. When you come onto a motorway, all right, and there's no one in front of you, and you're going the speed limit, 70 miles an hour, what lane do you have to be in? There's nothing in front of you.
You got this one, Chip. This is light.
See, I always jump in a fast lane no matter what, which is definitely not right. I'm going to say... the
middle lane.
Why? That was what I was going to say.
You'd be in the fast lane because you're not supposed to go any quicker than the 70.
I didn't know that. There was nothing in front of me.
You have to go into the fast lane.
I said any lane.
So if no one's in front of you, you go in the fast lane.
I don't fucking drive, Chip.
I don't know, mate.
I said any lane and it was wrong.
What was it? It didn't say.
Well, it was obviously the right-hand lane. Must be.
I don't know.
Oh, wait, so we don't actually know.
I thought it would have been a middle lane.
It could be the far left. The left. If nobody's
Alex
in front of you.
Alex is saying it's the left.
The left is slow lane.
All the other
three are overtaking lanes.
Yeah, you can't go above 70. Ooh, this is a little mind bender.
Thank you very much.
Well, no, I mean, that's not the only reason you failed.
Does it say on it, there's nobody in front of you?
No one in front of you.
Because then...
To be fair, this would be in the app or the book.
Yeah, you could have easily accessed this information before.
Right, well, listen,
I feel like you did and you're just embarrassed.
No, I didn't. I would tell you.
Your retention is just that bad.
My retention or attention?
Both.
I'll give you a detention.
And your jokes.
Wrong podcast there, Joe.
The Baileys is hitting him, boys.
I start wanking on the table.
What's the weirdest place you went? On this podcast.
I've been waiting for someone to do that.
Okay. All right, here we go. So the correct answer is, in fact, the left-hand lane. Yeah, you're supposed to go lane. All the way to the left. Slowly. BTS Alex wins
no
that one.
No ways. This going the speed limit.
Yeah.
The speed limit
but
is 70
in every lane,
though.
If there's nobody in front of you, then you should be on
yeah,
the left.
Yeah, because you can only use them to overtake.
Okay, okay, fine. Here's another one. If someone's injured in the road... Yeah. And you're the first person to the scene. Of
you
the
don't
crime.
Run them over.
Chip has left. The first one to see the guy. Chip is long gone by that.
Chip caused the injury.
Chip's gone. What do you do when you're first on the scene? Do you call emergency services? Do you remove from the road or do you check their breathing? What do you do?
Call emergency services.
Yeah, I would say that.
I said move them from the road.
You dragged them by their ankle. Yeah, what a fucking inconvenience you are, mate.
You move them on the road and drive on.
Put them in your boot. You put them in your boot and you drive off. You got something for this.
That is hilarious, man.
Yeah,
so
unlucky, mate. Unlucky. Next time.
Yeah, we'll get him next
time. I would
after.
Say next time, but it's not going to be.
Could
is
be
it?
Next year.
Oh, I'll be the big 60 next time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It will be the big 60.
I'll get you a card for it.
Oh, thanks, buddy. Yeah,
there's
a tenner
in there.
It's just, look, I passed the hazard perception. That was easy peasy. Mm-hmm. See you later on that one.
You must be known at the DVLA. You must be like, that idiot, that Jamie Lang. Look, he's coming up again on the system.
Yeah. I thought what I'd do next time was just put a little earpiece in my ear.
Yeah,
I told everyone that.
So have you heard about the scam that they do, which is they have people do exactly that, and there's a way. I watched is it called Watchdog?
Yeah,
is that what it's called? Where they like look into this sort of stuff? Yeah, and they looked into it, and that's exactly what happened. Someone would sit there and take it for them, but they had a really clever way of getting around like that identity part. You know, we have to show you like your license.
Wow.
And there was another way to do it.
Fake glasses and a fake nose. It's a really high tech way of getting in there.
Incredible stuff. And but that's exactly what was happening. So Jamie, look, mate, if you want to, I know someone that'll sit for you.
Great. Everyone knows how that. Cool. Hello, are you?
So next time you pass, people are going to be like, I know you spoke to Cal's guy. Like,
yeah, he cheated his way through.
You'd be that because there's a statistic that people, like most people, crash within the first week. Cause that's why you have to put a little P on the car. I think you'd be a P
really?
Crash.
Okay. So what would you say is your talent then? What would you say your like hidden talent that no one knows? Do you have a hidden talent?
Probably not.
Sourcing frauds.
I love that. Yeah, just goes, probably not. Don't even think about it.
When I was younger, I used to be able to be able to bend over, relax my ass,
and put a chip
let
on
ass come into my let the air come into my ass.
Yeah.
And then just fart it back out.
We had a guy at our school. Yeah. He was a celebrity.
So I could fart for constant.
Yeah. It was a real talent. Yeah. Real talent.
Good. What about you guys? What you got?
None of mine are hidden. They're all out.
What is your talent?
I actually don't know. Yeah, don't know. Right. No, I'm not sure.
Yeah. I wouldn't say
I'm just multi sort of faceted, you know.
Yeah. Well, what's yours?
Good
Cal?
At drinking. Very good at that.
What is? That's the thing. I don't think I have like necessarily. Like, when I can move both of like. So you see how you can probably do one.
Yeah.
But can you do the other one?
I can't even do one.
Oh my god, you can. What are you
and doing? I've never met anyone else that can do the other one.
What are you doing?
Sorry, boss. Yeah, just over here.
You can't do either.
You can't even do one.
Can you do that?
I can't do one.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I feel like a pirate.
The rolled tongue. Yeah, the rolled tongue.
I feel everyone should be able to.
That's like a 50-50 thing.
Yeah,
isn't
it's genetic.
Really?
Genetic.
Well, we're all
green eyes. Tongue rollers. Green eyes, 2% of the population.
Wow.
Yeah. What a treat.
You're also probably part of the 2% that haven't passed their driving test.
At the age of 40. I mean, 30, sorry.
You took it as well. You're like,
Yeah. So talk to me a little bit about Made in Chelsea. That's obviously where you guys sort of picked up your followings.
Jamie would say his is from YouTube, but
my Cal's video that we did together.
Yeah, that's actually people that are listening, watching right now. We made a video. We spoke about it. If you guys haven't already, then I don't know when it's coming out. But we did a podcast over on the Private Parts podcast.
Go and check
it
out.
A Private Parts podcast. That we did it.
We did the other podcast.
Oh, sorry.
So I was thinking yesterday we were with you guys.
He's new to the podcasting world, isn't he?
Yeah.
Wow, this Bailey's is really kicking in.
But yeah, we spoke about all that. But yeah, go ahead, listen to that one because that's funny. But I wanted to talk about Made in Chelsea in general because you got Towie, which is sort of Essex, and then you have like, what would you say? Is it Chelsea? Is that what they were?
Made in Chelsea. Chelsea.
So are you a detective? I'd like to hire you for a pretty big case.
Because you lot will try and finesse it. Like you'll try and claim like some parts of West are, you know, part of Chelsea.
Well, to be honest, like 90% of the cast lived in Fulham at one point.
Well, there we go then. Yeah. So
you're a detective. Yeah,
I'm on my detective
shit.
And that is why we have that set over there. So, you know, we might get into that one for an episode.
It started off... It was meant to be called Chelsea Girls. years ago. They actually supposed to, this is how, so it was going to be called Smokers. So MTV wanted to make a show called Smokers, which is basically like the worst title
that
ever.
That sounds fucking
It sounds
awful.
Terrible. Yeah. But it was like the smoking section in clubs. Okay. So it was like.
That literally wouldn't have lasted. It would have lasted a year and they'd be like, smoking's banned. Fuck.
Yeah, no, it was. It was in the smoking section of clubs because it was about sort of promoters in London. And our buddy Spencer was a promoter for, but he was like one of the first promoters ever in London. And it was for, I can't remember it was.
I don't know if that's true, mate.
Yeah, maybe pretty much.
First one of the biggest. Ever in London. One of the biggest.
To shitty West End clubs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right?
Not to like.
I was going to say. Yeah. Pretty sure the Beatles probably had a promoter in London.
Yeah, that was a big shout.
No boxing. He was the first promoter. But it was going to be called Smokers or something like that. And that was a bad idea. And then Channel 4 wanted to make a TV show, which was basically based around the hills. And they wanted to call it Chelsea Girls. And it was all of our friends, Spencer, Hugo, all these people. And they went and did it. And it was basically at the beginning, it was just, you know, it was pitched. We were just a group of mates hanging around. That was literally it. We were just a group of mates hanging out. And the difference between what it is now in Spain with reality TV is that in the beginning, reality TV was a hobby. It honestly was. We were just having a freaking amazing time flying around the world, being paid to do it. We weren't even paid much. We were paid nothing. Yeah. But we were just having the funnest time. Now, it's a career.
Yeah.
People go into reality TV because they go, okay, I can now be an influencer off the back of it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a dangerous thing because fame is really addictive, right? Because you get famous.
Especially when you've reached the pinnacle.
Yeah.
It must be tough up there.
No, but to be fair, I would say you guys were probably in it when it was at its peak. Like, it's safe to say now, it's definitely... None of my friends watch it. The people that we speak to don't watch it as much, but definitely because it was almost a really popular thing. It was new.
Yeah, it was
hot. And that is when you guys were there.
It's totally that. And now it's definitely changed. But I think fame is a dangerous thing because people go into these shows and like Love Island or Towie and they get fame and then you come out of them, and you're just famous. Yeah. And people think, well, what do you when you're just famous, you don't do anything else. What do? You set up you try and set up a YouTube channel and then they realize how hard YouTube is.
Yeah.
You try and do a podcast, you realize how hard podcast is. You try and sell a product, you realize that people don't buy products
it's teeth whitening.
Well, then you're just doing brand deals.
The bread and butter.
And so I think it's a really dangerous thing, fame.
Yeah, it's such a juggernaut now, reality TV. They're just literally churning out new people to make
money. Do you speak to any of the people that do it now? Do you speak to any of
them? We're barely mates. Like, it's literally a podcast.
This is a struggle
it is
here.
It's tough. I still speak to a few.
But the people who do it now are, you know, there's my girlfriend does it, but apart from that, friends, but like apart from that, not really.
Because you still speak to all the people that you were like friends with at the time, like
because we grew up with them. They were buddies when we were kids. So Spencer, Prudis, all those people, so we've just grown up together. But it's amazing, and it was amazing. It was
amazing fun. Like it was such a good opportunity.
Yeah. And we had so much fun.
Yeah,
like, the stories that we have is mad. Some of them.
Yeah, it was.
I can imagine. Like, if anything, like going over to these places, you're essentially just getting paid to fly around the world and fuck around with your mates and pretend you hate each other, like. They dramatize so much of it, obviously, because that's what they want out of it. But how much of it was genuinely like them poking the bear and them almost like completely twisting things to make it seem like a little bit?
They're just very good at knowing how to like work people and know what's gonna like make them react, and they'll create scenarios around it. They can't necessarily be like, you've got to react this way, because it's not real though.
Yeah, of course. Yeah
But they would. Yeah, they're just bloody good at knowing.
They're great at doing it. And also, when you're in it, you don't want to talk about the weather. You just kind of you know you're in there to create entertainment. Yeah. So you just go out of your way to do as much as you can. It's a weird. So I remember we used to go into scenes and we'd look at each other and we'd be like, you're not gonna like this one.
He was the king of that.
He'd give me a little look before and I'm like, you bastard, I know.
What, you're
about to stitch me up.
Shit.
Yeah, like there was,
you're
there
so
was.
Naughty,
I
yeah.
mean, you famously like really did me in.
Which one was that?
With the orgy.
You think this was me? Are you still?
It was on TV. I saw it. You told. You were the one. You were the leak.
Okay.
You were the leak.
So let me tell you something. We've told it before. We're gonna say it again. Alex was. I had been going out with this girl called Binky. She was on the show.
Yeah.
And the producer had come to me and said, "We know that Alex has done this. Him, Spencer, and these guys have done this. Yeah. We know this has happened. you're going to be the one to reveal it. And I reveal it. And I went, I'm not revealing it. No ways. I'm just not. And they went, we know it's happened and we know you know. So it's going to come out either way. So yeah. I was like, oh, God.
As they always did. And as they always did. As you should as a good mate.
Just as they always did.
I mean, no. You were going to say something anyways, right, Alex? Yeah.
So I was like, okay, fine. Twist my arm. Okay, I'll do it.
Yeah. Is that an excuse?
Yeah, but you think it was me that told the producers. I didn't tell anyone.
You did.
No, I didn't. I didn't say anything.
Well, okay. They did their research. I mean, they finally
did their research. What do you mean?
Yeah, but you shouldn't have outed me.
Anyway, the best thing about it was, I've said this before. I said it again. They saying orgy was too intense, too much. That was too much for TV.
Really?
Like,
oh, really?
They couldn't say orgy. So they were like, how are we going to get them to say that they had an orgy without
hanky-panky.
Yeah, but hanky-panky doesn't make it sound good enough. But you know what I mean? So they were like, we can't say it was like a foursome. You can't, you know. So how do we say it's an orgy without being an orgy? And they're like, let's just let the scene run. So I was watching the scene from the side and I was like, oh my God, this is intense. And
just so have you just unleashed the news and then you're watching, like eating your popcorn. Like,
yeah, yeah. Talking night, about mate. The weirdest place on a wank, watching that scene. Come on, here we go. Anyway, the scene plays out. It's getting heated. Binky's going, you there, well, tell me. And Alex finally goes, fine, it was two each. And they went, got it. He did it for them without even knowing. Yeah, he did it for them.
Two each.
I got slapped on TV.
That was worth it, though.
It was, yeah. I mean, it was a great orgy. No, I'm joking. The slap was so hard. It literally went.
What, it give you a little brain rattle?
Yeah. And if you pause it and you look in the back of shot, there's an extra that's like, oh. Yeah, it's so good.
That's amazing. So good. That was Chip, actually, back when
that
he was an extra.
Oh my god,
is that Lucy Watson?
Right? Yeah. It was amazing. And also, I think it's an amazing show what they did with it and still do with it. It's unbelievable. And it, you know, it gave us what we're doing today. It gave us our platform.
Yeah. Sounds like you want to do another season.
Yeah, sounds like I want to come back. Yeah, let's do it. Come back, please. Well, this is the first time I haven't done it in 10 years. I did it for 10 years. This is the first year I haven't done it.
Jamie really suffers if he's not in the limelight. Mm. He gets really...
I mean, we did wonder why he'd stoop to this level here and come on the fellas, but here he is, you know, so...
Why did you stop doing it? Was it a case of just too old now, or...?
None of the girls fancied him.
I think, I don't know, I've always wanted to go in presenting, right? All that kind of stuff. And so... I've got a show coming out for BBC, which is like this dating dancing show, which is going to be really cool, and like all this kind of stuff. And so you kind of have to make a choice at some point. Do you want to stay doing reality TV, which is amazing, and I value what they do, but it's time for something new. And also, it's tough on the soul. Like you're fighting and arguing with your mates all the time.
What's up?
But you are. Yeah. So imagine like. You're there to, you constantly have to be funny. You constantly have to be this. You constantly have to be that. We filmed 150 odd days a year. So 150 odd days a year, you are constantly whack, bah, ha, joking, he, ha, all the time.
But it's also the fear of like being caught out all the time, like especially if you're doing bad things. Because the producers literally have a team of researchers like trying to find out. You walk into the scene and I'm literally like looking over my shoulder like, oh shit, who are they going to bring in? Like, have they found someone?
Because this is what I was going to say. Back then as well, you guys, you know, or just going to clubs, things like that, you guys must have had loads of girls like just chatting to you like at the fucking prime time, out in all these Mayfair clubs. But then there would have been loads of stories coming off the back of that, but ultimately like
it was actually more like going to like sort of Bognor Regis in Aberdeen. That's where.
Really? Was it leaving
PAs?
We used to tour the UK, going to like the most random parts of the UK, and it was a real experience, but like amazing. Sometimes not that amazing.
A PA in Aberdeen would have been some experience.
Aberdeen was always really good. Actually, loved Aberdeen.
I've been to every single service station. We had this one story. I went to the service station once, and it was like midnight, and it was on the way to like Bournemouth or whatever it was. And I go in there, and we went and played on like the Lucky Lady machines, the slot machines in the service station, and it's all shut. It's pretty much shut apart from W. Smith is open. Anyway, go in there, me and my friend, we start playing the money, we lose, we walk out. Anyway, I go, oh, my phone, I forgot my phone. So I go back in, and there's like these three Eastern European guys in there. And I went, hello.
Was that you trying to be Eastern European?
Hello.
No, I don't know about that one.
Yeah, I went, hello.
It's like Mrs. Doubtfire.
And I said, excuse me, have you seen a phone? And they went, "What, this one?" And picked up their phone. And this phone, it was mine. I said, "Yeah, can I have it back?" And they said, "Well, how much are you going to pay me for it back?" In the service station. And I was like, "What?" They're like, "How much are you going to pay me for this phone back?" So I went, "Nothing. Can I just have it back?" And they went, "No." And then they had this like little Rottweiler who was like, not the real dog, but like this guy who was like a Rottweiler. Who was, like, oh. He was going, yeah, yeah. He was going like, "You go, come on in," like starting to fight me. And I was like, "Oh my." So I walked to the guy in W. Smith, said, "Excuse me, buddy. These three guys have just stolen my phone." He went, "Nothing I can do about it," and shut the gate on me. And I went, "Huh?" So we then had to, I had to go and withdraw 250 quid and said, buy back my phone. Quid. And we did this weird exchange where you had the phone. We were this, on yeah. three. Oh, yeah. On three. In the middle of a sermon. Went, oh, God. Life ran out. It's bizarre. It's
like, yeah, that like is hostage. So
where was that? Where was that?
I don't know. It was on the way to. I think it was on the way to Bournemouth. Someone won the service station.
That is really. Why you just like?
Oh, dude, we have.
Like,
so,
I couldn't come.
I didn't have his phone. I mean, yeah. We're nowhere.
Oh,
it's midnight.
You're on your own.
And we had to get to a PA. We have so many stories, like crazy stories.
Some of which that Jay can't talk about because they're still sort of in court. So yeah.
We do.
I can imagine, but honestly, at like that age, it must have just been like. Just wild because like, you're just going everywhere.
No social media as well, right?
It was different. Like you didn't have a girl TikToking you while you're
Twitter just started to become big, and that's actually where things started to unravel a little bit because you would leave a club the next day and then some girl would be like, "Oh, Jamie shagged my mate last night."
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then if you had a girl at the time that you were seeing, they would be able to search it.
Oh, that's
up a few people on the show.
I got this, I just had the show and I got this brand deal through and it was like for a lot of money. And I had never got a brand deal. And I was like, "Oh my God!" It was for a pizza company, and my agent said, "Look, it's called the Edge Pizza. It's going to be really daring and fun. Get some sleep tonight. You're going to love it." But I can't tell you what it is. And I went, "Okay." So I went out massive that night.
Classic.
Arrived at the O2 car park, and it was a bungee jump. And I was like, "Oh my God!" From 120 foot.
I've done this bungee jump.
Oh my God! And I had to do it. I did it 8 times. and after the 8th with like GoPros and eating pizza, all these things, after the 8th time, the guy who owned it said, yeah, I've never seen anyone do it more than 6. And I was like, "Oh my God." So anyway, did the brand, it was amazing. Went up to Leeds to do this PA, came down on the train back from Leeds. I was having an argument with my girlfriend at the time. This is years ago. And I was getting
loud. I wonder what about.
Yeah. And I was speaking, I got arrested on the train. I got arrested at Peterborough Station, slammed against the wall, taken to the station because I was making a too loud on a quiet carriage.
What,
a most uncool way to be arrested.
What?
Someone took a photo of me and sold it to the Sun, and I lost the whole brand deal because it overshadowed
no
it.
Way.
So I went bungee jumping on a hangover 8 times in the O2 car park.
For fuck all.
For fuck all.
Oh, that is wow. Such a howler.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah,
that is good. But you've been doing DJing now for a little while. How are you enjoying that? Do you want to know the first time that I saw you do that? It's because you're on every fucking Instagram model's Instagram story.
Perfect.
When they're literally there just like this. I'm like, there he is again, DJing again. And he's definitely said, "Hey, just come on up here. Come on up here."
No, he's not. He's like, "Get up here." We had this moment where we were in Ibiza together, and no one knew where Alex was. No one knew where he was. And the first day goes by and I'm like, "Where's my buddy? I don't know where he is."
No, I think it's because we were actually supposed to be leaving.
We had left, yeah. And he said he's staying on. So I went, okay, and that's always rogue when he says things like that. First day, I was like, he hasn't called, he hasn't texted. I'm pretty worried. Second day, nothing at all. Third day, I'm like, this is not good. And someone said, "I found Alex." I was like, "Where?" And there's this Instagram account which is called there's an Instagram account that like records people partying, right?
Yeah.
And it and we went across and it comes across Mitten just at these DJ decks. I don't think the Y was in, he was just
at the DJ deck, just absolutely peppered out of his mind.
I think you're
drunk too many shots.
We'd just spoken. We just got back from Ibiza. We loved it there. We always seem to go there, and every single time, just something fucking like. There's always one thing that we're just there, like, why the fuck has this happened?
Where did you go?
In Ibiza. Yeah. So all the clubs are shut right now.
Yeah, I was out there.
Yeah,
not that long ago.
But we did the usual, just like Ocean Beach. We went
Bambuda's nice.
Yeah Bambuda's nice. We went to the Nobu there. What was the place where we actually went? We had a bunch of villa parties. Like, at the moment, it's just villa parties, really, for the most part.
What?
As we found out as well.
Yeah. Because you can get fined like 60 grand.
Yeah.
What?
And you can get kicked out of your spot like on the dot. Mate, like,
the Spanish police are mad. Like, yeah. They don't take shit.
We had Ocean Beach. Wayne Lineker was one of the people who persuaded me to put money into crypto.
Yeah.
Actually, what? Whilst in
taking
Ocean
investment
Beach.
Advice from Wayne Lineker. It's interesting. Yeah, but
he maybe put it into this crypto currency. Yeah. And turns out I didn't do that well.
A lot of them don't.
Drop him a message like, Wayne.
Yeah, that was
turn up to Ocean Beach. Oh, Wayne.
But I sometimes do like Ibiza a lot. As an island, it's amazing. But I sometimes think it is overcrowded with people who just want to go and...
It's fucking expensive as well.
It's really
now.
Expensive.
Like, yeah. Even just like for the villas and things.
It's so
expensive.
It was always like that. It was always... I remember all those places. I remember I went to Saint-Tropez when I was 18 years old with my friend Alexis. And we went to this club out there called Le Cave, which is like the main club out there. And I was 19 or whatever it was. And I said, boys, don't worry, I'll go to the bar and get some beers. Went to the bar and get some beers. Got four beers, 190 euros. I said, I can't pay for it.
Saint-Tropez is worse than Ibiza. Because we filmed out there for 2 months. In Cannes in South France. Honestly, I spent...
They didn't get your expenses. No.
Cannes is cheaper than Saint-Tropez.
They obviously helped us out, but like not
that much.
No. I mean, yours was mostly hookers. I mean, they can't expense that. So,
where's your favorite place to go to then? Like, if you're doing
mine is Ibiza.
It is Ibiza. Whereabouts do you go? Where are the good spots then?
Pikes.
It's like a house party.
Yeah, it's famous. It's very famous.
Okay, cool.
Guy called Tony Pike. The story is really good. You should read the book. It's where they filmed George Michael's music video. Club Tropicana.
Come on.
So Pikes is great. Where else? DC10 when it was open.
It was class. That is a den.
Yeah, it's probably den.
Somebody, I was in the that's a place with a massive smoking area outside of it, right?
Yeah, there's backstage.
So somebody let off tear gas.
Yeah, I heard about this.
Yeah, and I was there, so I'm just there, right? And I'm just like, fuck, my throat's starting to hurt, and then everyone around us starts coughing and crying, and I'm like, shit, like, what's going on? Having no idea what's going on, and I'm peppered, I'm fucked.
Literally.
And then like everyone, someone comes, and says, there's a little tear gas. I'm like, oh no.
Really?
So everybody's walking around the place like this. I wanted to leave, it was that bad.
It's like sort of gang stuff, it's to basically fuck over their club night.
So really?
It's probably like a rival club.
Yeah.
Someone's like done something bad.
Have you ever
been I've been pepper sprayed. That same island I went to, weirdly, I don't know why this is callback.
I
went on that private jet. Same island, they had security there, and the security...
Why are you being so weird about the island? It's making me think that you went to
Jeffrey
Epstein.
That's what you call him.
I had this American buddy.
But also they had his, how insane, they had his bodyguard there. My friend had his bodyguard. He was this massive guy, and we went donutting, you know, on the back. You hold into the donuts behind a speedboat. Anyway, the driver went round and the thing went pulled out straight towards, you know, you get flat rocks that the sea just goes over and they're flat?
Yeah.
Went straight towards that, and the bodyguard rolled my friend onto his front, and the bodyguard just lay on his back and just took all the rocks.
Oh, God.
Deserves a pay rise for him.
That was wicked.
How was his back afterwards?
Well, pretty ruined. Yeah, he was pretty ruined.
He smashed it.
Yeah, fair enough.
That's why it pays to be a billionaire.
Yeah. I'll tell you a place that we did go to was Cova Santa,
yeah, my friend actually owns that. It's pretty cool.
That place
outdoor
was cool.
Vibes.
Yeah,
nice.
But that's the thing. Like right now over there,
it's
all
that.
Really, like,
do, yeah.
I tell you what, boys. I went to it. I always like poo pooed it. That's what I went to Marbella last year. And like not to like the bad bit, like the sort of Marbella, but like the nice bit of Marbella. Yeah. It is so nice. Like the old town, the food, like the beach, like that kind of place is. I had like the loveliest.
You're working
stuff.
For the tourism.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
So
if you guys want to
get ads off their podcast.
Yeah, guys want to go and check out Marbella. It's a lovely time to go. But that's good. Yeah, I like that place.
Yeah, Marbella. What about Mykonos? You guys like Mykonos?
I've never done Mykonos.
I've never actually been.
Really?
Never actually been.
It looks good. It's like one of those places where they got the really bougie restaurants, like Dubai, Mykonos, you know, London.
They all have those.
One of those spots.
These places, guys, are so expensive. It's like, and look, you know, we're all, you know, I'm sure we're all making okay money and things like that, but it's still just crazy to go. Then you start spending this crazy money to be there.
When you could be working with charity, you could be in Africa.
Oh, God, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, that's what we should be doing.
Where's your favorite place to go?
Ibiza's always been like a really good shout. We love it, like a boys trip to Vegas as well. Vegas is always good fun. But yeah, in terms
we've
of
never
just
done Vegas properly.
Really?
Yeah, well, we nearly got married. I mean,
we nearly got married, yeah. But we stayed in a pretty weird hotel that had like red windows. Do you remember? The whole thing was bizarre.
Oh. That was too funny.
You know what you guys need to do? Yeah, you know, you need like that Patreon, but those stories can fly on the Patreon.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. The problem is the press could still get access to us.
Yeah, yeah, it's true. Well, but at least you'd have got a fiver out of it. You know what I mean?
Like, that's true. Well, exactly. Listen, you can go and read all about it in my book.
There you go. Wait, have you got a book? So you wrote it in a book?
I've written a book. It's called I Can Explain. It's coming out in September, halfway through. It's got all...
Oh, it's not out yet?
It's not out yet.
No. Oh, sick.
Yeah, it's coming out.
You wrote a book. And
I wrote a book.
Okay, so you got a bunch of stories.
I did write it.
No one actually writes their own book. It's pure waffle.
I had help writing it, for sure. But I also
wrote
a book.
You can't pass your theory test, Jamie. Yeah, no one's buying it.
Well, no, I did. I wrote a book because I was like, I kept getting offered to write books, and I was like, no, I don't really want to do it. And then lockdown, etc.
Enough money came along, and you said, "Fucking, I'm all over
where
this."
Where do I sign?
He had to wait until he'd done Strictly, so his profile was big enough, and then he was like, "Book, yes. Let's do it."
Uh-huh. It's intense though when you put things out there like that. You know, do you guys ever go on tour or anything like that? Have you ever done like theaters
nothing
or anything?
Like,
you've never done that.
Like,
I don't think I'd like it.
It's intense. Like yeah. And so,
what, like, you mean in front of a crowd, just like.
Well, because you could take this
shit.
Podcast on tour. Yeah. 100%. Yeah. And it would be great. You could have the set, you put it on stage.
I'll tell you what we were offered.
Really
we
cool.
were offered to do it at Parklife, right?
Yeah, we'd love
right.
to do it.
Right. No. That would be fucking terrible.
Everyone's
actually.
Going there.
Think about this. Everybody there, their jaws swinging, and the last thing they want to do is listen to two lads talk for an hour and a half while fucking Future is playing.
And then
on the
you'd
main
just be
stage,
sat there, and you'd be like, "Fuck this!" And you just get off stage and end up jumping in the crowd.
Yeah, I'd be there like, "Why is everyone here? Should we all just sack it off? We've got the money from being here."
I had to do something similar at Lost Village Festival. I had to go up on stage and do a talk after this big German DJ guy called Dixon, and obviously they're all like music heads there, like really interested. And there's some twat from Made in Chelsea. Goes on stage afterwards. I was literally so nervous because I had a really big weekend and it was on the last day. So I'm like shaking, just taking people's drinks as I go on stage and I sit down. We were talking about relationships and all this type of shit, and I sort of contributed as much as I could. And then they're like, "Has anyone got any questions?" And some girl puts her hand up and she's like, "You dropped your bag on the floor," as in like your bag of drinks.
Oh.
And I went, "What?"
Oh my god, that would have been unbelievable.
Yeah, she got me.
I'll be going back. Oh wait, please tell me she was joking.
She was joking.
Oh, she was joking.
Yeah, no, she was joking. She basically just like, and I obviously look.
Beginning, I was quite a scared kid though when I was younger. That's the thing. I reckon
I'm not surprised. He's constantly like getting
trauma,
abused.
Yeah.
Well, also boarding schools. I went to boarding school at the age of 8, and boarding school is quite hard. When my mum dropped me off at boarding school, we would have these like bedside tables. On the bedside table was melted cheese, and in it was written, "You will die." And my mum was like, "What the hell?" That was my first day.
Was it like a fine French, like camembert?
Yeah, it was like,
nice bougie thing.
It was like someone had got the top of a pizza, the cheese, and then put it onto my bedside table written that "You will die." And my mum was like, "Sorry, what is this?
What
thing?
The fuck?"
Yeah, it was intense.
That's quite weird. Because normally you just do it with a pen. But that's
like why the cheese?
I think it's to really get into your head.
Yeah, this is really twisted.
Yeah, like.
That's the richest shit I've ever heard as well.
But this is like stereotypical, like all boys sort of stuff.
Boarding school.
Yeah, boarding schools are quite weird. I didn't go. Mine was co-ed, thank God.
So yours was boarding though, wasn't it?
It was boarding, but we didn't have like cheese death threats.
Cheese threats.
I was at boarding school at the age of 8 years old.
Yeah. Would you like it?
That's very young.
So young.
It's too young, I think.
My friend went at 6. That's so young.
You're
crazy.
You need to develop more of your sort of self, I think, and a relationship with your parents before you.
Yeah.
No, I was just stripped away, gone. It was awful. And I really, and also.
You get along with your parents?
Yeah, I love my parents.
You're
but
in a safe space.
Yeah, thanks, but Jesus, I break down on here.
Just finish the alcohol, mate, you'll be fine.
I might start breaking down on this.
That's what we've always done.
But it was a weird experience. But I think boarding school is still very archaic now. I don't think people are really doing it as much.
Would you send your kids to boarding school?
Definitely. No, I wouldn't send my kids to boarding school. The only thing I can say about private education, which I went to, is that it teaches you confidence. And that is really hard to learn. Because I think what happens at typical schools is you have so many kids in your class.
I don't know if that's true. I know a lot of people that came out with very little confidence from private school. Actually.
Well, maybe
I think
there were a couple more cheese death threats away from.
But you had the chance to play instruments or you know play in different sports teams or stuff like that. Which
I feel like this happens at normal schools.
So what is your opinion of state school?
No, because state school.
we got a couple of like sticks outside.
You think state schools in London get to play sports? They don't get to play sports.
Yeah, we kicked around.
No, and lots of London state schools, they have like 50 kids in the class, or like 40 plus kids in the class. So if you're not performing well, you're just seen as a misfit, so they're outcast, where they have no clue what's happening at home or anything like that. Secondly, you don't have to do like sports, you have to sign up to them. You have to sign up to do exports. You don't just have fields like in your London school. So they don't get the activity that other people tend to have. And I think like sports is such a good like bonding experience, like all that kind of stuff. And I think that schools really lack, like they're underfunded. There's so many things like that. I think it's like a really tough thing to be at school. Sorry, that was my little...
There you go. I appreciate that.
Take that, state schoolers.
No, I think it is. I think that's what... I think the school education system is so archaic, right? At school, you're told you're not allowed to collaborate, you're not allowed to copy, you're not allowed to help each other. That's cheating.
We've said this before, is just like how school is just so outdated now. It doesn't make sense.
Life is about collaborating and...
All of the kids watching this at school are like, right, we're quitting. That's
Fuck this. Fuck you, Miss Smith.
But it is. It is about collaborating and copying and helping each other and bringing each other up. I definitely think there is something about, I think education is important massively. I think that when you get educated, it's so important, but I think the school system is archaic.
I would agree with that.
The theory for driving, you'd have been sorted.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. The biggest thing I've always said about school is they don't actually teach you anything about, like, the biggest thing for me is when I first started doing YouTube, I didn't even know I had to pay taxes.
So
it took me a little bit until I went to my someone was like, oh yeah, you should speak to an accountant. I spoke to my accountant and he goes,
oh no,
you were supposed to be paying
tax. My theory is that they don't want people to know how to pay taxes, so that you have to get an accountant and so that you fuck up and then you have to pay extra, because why wouldn't they teach you? It's one of the only things that you actually
really need to know.
I think that's why.
It's not a bad shout, to be fair.
It's also because they just expect you to go into and work for someone else, where nowadays, because if you do that, then everything, you don't even see it. You just get your payslip, you get your money, that's that. You don't have to worry about tax. Whereas nowadays, the percentage of people that aren't employed by other people is actually growing every year.
So it's really changing.
Hey, look, I wish I could have a fucking OnlyFans.
What do you think about OnlyFans?
I think it's incredible.
No,
as in as a punter, like using it.
That's the thing. I just think like the idea of it is just like,
do you really?
It's genius. Like whoever. I think
financially, economically, amazing. I think maybe for society, it slightly messes up some people's heads a little bit.
Absolutely no. It's actually gonna. What's funny, or I guess it's not funny at all, but is it in like a few years, once they start doing it and they plateau or they lose their things, they've ultimately sacrificed a huge part of their life.
Yeah.
For a quick buck.
Dude, there's so many things. There's that.
But from a business perspective, whoever came up with OnlyFans is fucking genius.
Dude, yeah, of course it's
ready up now.
Yeah.
No, it's a genius, but it's also who's that Lebanese porn star, the really famous porn star?
Mia Khalifa.
Don't pretend like you don't know the name.
What's her Lebanese porn star? She's got black hair. She's 35 years old. Lives in blah blah blah.
Just press back on your browser.
Also check Mia Khalifa straight in there. Yeah.
He was quicker than me.
The reason why I was so quick with it is because one of our best friends, who's actually on this, fell in love with her for a brief moment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fell in love with
her. Yeah. No, not him. Just one of our friends.
I watched this interview with her, and she was talking about the porn industry, and she says she couldn't regret it more, and she thinks it's a terrible thing. Because once you give away that part of your life, you can never take it back.
But now she does OnlyFans.
But she doesn't reveal anything, does she?
I don't know.
If you pay
$100
a month,
you can find out. She was getting paid fuck all when she was looking at the porn industry. Like,
really?
I wonder.
That was one of the main problems. Like, she'd sold herself away for nothing.
Yeah, I that's what I'm thinking. I wonder if she was earning what some of these top OnlyFans model girls are earning, whether she would still say the same thing.
I don't know if it's worth it. I honestly don't think that.
I don't know if any amount of money. Because it can't bring that.
Yeah.
But if that's the way you feel about it, I think some people are very comfortable with it and they don't care. I think for some people they do, and that's when it's
you know the optimum amount of money that people, if you make per year, this is the happiest you can be. 72,000 euros a year. If you make €72,000 a year is the optimum level of financial. Like,
that's 524,000 yen, by the way. Just anyone who wants.
Good, yeah, because I only get paid in yen.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. They do in euro. Yeah, so that's the optimum. Any more than there's hassles. Any less, you want more. They always say 72,000, and that's a lot of money. But it's you know, it's not unattainable.
Right.
It's not unattainable.
Yeah, is the, I guess it also depends where you live though. Like, you live in London, that 72,000 is not going to go quite as far as you.
And also, you can't pay in euros. In London,
it's a generalization for worldwide.
I get you. Yeah, I get
that's
you.
That's what
yeah,
it is.
Yeah,
worldwide.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
Anyway, on that little note, I thought that was a good one.
Yeah. Motherfucker.
Came with that knowledge, boy.
With that knowledge, yeah.
Them
receipts. Some parts of theory, but I can tell you all these little facts. Yeah. You know, 70% of Japan is 77% of Japan is mountain range.
Mountain range.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, yeah. Interesting.
And that's how you get laid.
If you play jazz to plants, they grow quicker. There you go.
You've been on Reddit?
No.
Sounds like you got these from Reddit.
Yeah. No, these are like classic Reddit.
Red Tube, I think.
I've never ever been on Reddit, ever.
You'd love it. You'd love it. It's a rabbit hole.
Is it really?
Got all the kind of shit that you're talking about right now is on there.
All the kind of bollocks that you got.
Yeah, all the bollocks.
But you would like it more, I think.
No, mate. You just use it. It's
yeah, that's fine.
It is really good, to be fair.
You would like that more.
You use facts to fill awkward silences. That's what you do.
But it works.
What do you mean I use
it? It works.
It works. It's quite useful for a podcast.
Hang on. You think I use facts to fill awkward silences?
Well, and to sort of gain like mates and stuff.
No, I think.
You know what? Did you know that 80%?
All right. Well, here we go. I'm gonna ask a final question to both of you guys.
Okay.
Right. I just need one pickup line and one pickup line only, because we have a lot of viewers. Usually, what would happen is we go through relationship advice, but unfortunately, all of our followers they're in happy relationships this week. So
congrats, guys.
Yeah. So congrats to all them. But what I would ask is for those guys and girls as well, the fellas and felitas out there, if we could just get one pickup line from each of you, the go-to.
Oh.
Put on the spot here.
There's a really like quite grim one that we I never used it.
Quite a grim one. What are you talking?
Yeah, well, let's hear it.
You go like that from across the club, and then they come over and you go, I don't know if I can say this. I just made you come with one finger. Think what I could do with a whole hand.
Yes. Aww. I do. I have. That is. Yeah. That's fantastic.
I've never used it. Mate, try it out this weekend.
No, I'm going to write that down.
And guys, if you are listening, please do try it out. And then make sure you DM us on Instagram and let us know success rate. How did you get on? Please keep us posted. Jamie, you're up next. The pressure's on. The spotlight's there. The light is shining.
Jamie's going red right now.
I think the best chat up line you can do
is
you can, I think, like hold, like be holding something. Like I know, like.
Like a baby.
Like you're holding something so you don't have any hands.
Okay.
And the girl walks over and you go, hi, sorry, can you help me for a second? Can you just get my phone out of my pocket? Because I can't get it. And then they get the phone up and you go, can you just open up my code? Is this? They go, yeah. And you go, can you just put your number in so I can text you later?
Oh, I like that one, you know. That's a little bit more PG. I think, you know what? That is you just coming out of Waitrose.
And
you pull that number. Whereas yours is five shots deep. The come down's on the horizon and you've decided, right, look, I've got to take something home tonight. Let's see what we've got. Anyways, guys, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you very much for coming on. Me and Chip both really appreciate
boys,
it.
Boys, I really appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, listen, also, tell everyone to go and listen to Private Parts, which you guys are on. Private Parts, and you guys go and check it out, because it's good.
Absolutely.
It was a good episode. It was fun.
It was a great episode.
We waffled some serious shit over there.
Yeah,
so
we spoiled some secrets, so you got to go watch it.
Absolutely. Anyways, guys, we will see you all in a bit. Have a fantastic day and laters.
Bye.